Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup, PGA Tuesday Tidbits, Charles Schwab Challenge Edition. Gup here, a little later on Tuesday than normal. Kind of a little weird schedule through the next 14, 16 days as we close and move into our new home 2 weeks from this Thursday. Looking forward to that. Next week should be fairly normal. Don't see any issues there. The week after that, I'll be adjusting the schedule slightly. Won't miss any content per se, but depending on exact move and all that kind of stuff, I'll let you guys know any adjustments when we get to that week. But this week be fine. Next week, normal. May have different times a little bit just based on what we got going on to get everything ready for the house moving. But still get everything out today. So this is a little later Tuesday than normal. I'll have Wednesday's movers and shakers out tomorrow. Normally try to do that just a little bit before lunchtime. Give you plenty of time in the afternoon. Some of you guys listen to this one on your commute Wednesday morning, so still works out. As always, you smash 20, get you 20% off, which includes a free 7-day trial. I'll get you 6 tournaments, including this one, if you get a monthly package. Plus, you get that free week trial. Free week trial will take you to a week from today, which would be June 2nd, I think, June 1st. And then a month after that, we'll get you right up to – I think it's the Travelers, Rocket Mortgage, I believe. So 6 tournaments in all, you'll be right up against it, which isn't bad for a month try. If you want to do a weekly trial, that's fine as well. You'll get a week free plus a week on. And if you want to upgrade, you can always upgrade and your coupon will still apply as well. Let's get the listener league full. DK had some traveling stuff going on, so they got it out to us late. I will include it in this audio pod. I should say this is going to be an audio only as we were moving stuff around for things today. So I don't have my camera set back up yet. But let's get it full. Dropped it down a little bit this week. A, because it came out late. B, kind of that hangover week. Didn't know how many people were going to be jumping in it. If we can fill it quick, though, especially unless we can get up bigger and bigger, maybe outdo that 750 entries for the U.S. Open. I don't want to get too much bigger than that. I don't want it to be monstrous, but we did a good job filling that. So appreciate it, as always. I think it's 500 to first this week. Flat payout structure, limited rake. If you finish top 3 in any listener league contest and you're listening to this, I don't post this anywhere, you can always hit me up to get free GC swag credit as well. YouTube comment winners will be announced tomorrow. If you want to find out how to get into that drawing, listen to the Smash Factor from yesterday and I tell you how to do it there. Rate and review us on iTunes and you will be entered into the U.S. Open giveaways, as we always have big giveaways for the majors. This one's quicker. It's only 23 days away, I believe, so a little over 3 weeks, and we'll be on U.S. Open week, which is kind of exciting, especially with potential drama lines with the whole Bryson Brooks deal. I get it. I mean, I see the video. It was funny. It was cool. I don't quite get the nonstop nauseam as what it is now. I think I've seen it 8 million times tweeted, posted, all that kind of stuff. It's cool. It's good for the game, but I guess. I mean, it is what it is. I don't hate it. I don't love it necessarily. I don't think like it's the greatest thing in the world. They don't really particularly like each other. It seems that way. How that comes out on the course, we'll see. It's not like, you know, if a DB talks shit to a wide receiver and they're going to man up that week, we get to see a little bit of or a basketball player one-on-one. Like, you see, I go play the course. You're not really that much of a one-on-one this guy versus that guy. I could see it if they wind up in a final group on Sunday. That'll be cool and add some theater to it, but neither here nor there. Weather, as I mentioned yesterday, even more important to say today, because as I've started listening to my Tuesday pods to get a pulse of the industry, a lot of people – not a lot, but there are several people that like were mentioning hot, dry, water in the greens, so on and so forth. That is not what we're dealing with this week at all. It rained, it poured today. I talked about it yesterday. It's been wet here. This is one of the wettest, not warm Mays in this area we've had in a while. And I've lived, whether it be North Texas or Oklahoma City, majority of my life, so very similar climate. So especially summertime, it's been wet there. It's more wet now. It got a ton of rain today. It's gonna be a wet course, soft course per se. I don't necessarily know. I mean, it'll play a little longer, But it could also play easier if the greens are receptive, so on and so forth. The winds aren't going to be that terrible as it sits right now. Not anything for a wind advantage. Definitely will update that tomorrow if it changes. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be much more rain between now and then potentially Friday. So they may get dry enough where we don't necessarily see lift clean place Thursday or maybe even Friday. We do know they've kind of set a precedence of doing lift clean place if they forecast enough rain later in the day where it becomes necessary. They go ahead and do it early. So have to keep an eye on that. All that does is probably enhance the scoring. You know, maybe bump it some. I could see 16 to 18 under winning in these kind of conditions. But for the most part, there's not going to be a ton of rain, you know, once the tournament actually starts. But the bigger deal, like I said, Friday, potentially Saturday, Friday overnight into Saturday, that's really about it. After the rain moves out today, this evening, you're not going to see anything really at all the rest of the day tomorrow and into Thursday. And I think Thursday will be actually pretty good as well. Potential spot up shower here or there, but nothing crazy all the way until Friday. Then Friday brings in the next chance of these summer storms that we're dealing with. Rain here today, all, you know, off and on again, and then into Saturday morning. And then I think after Saturday morning ish, it's pretty much good throughout the rest of the tournament. I don't see any big delays or anything crazy where we're not getting this in or we're having to rush stuff. Not at all. And the winds just aren't going to be bad. So it's going to have somewhat scoring conditions, but I do think the only thing I made note of that I'm going to deep dive into tonight and then as I prepare some final stuff for tomorrow is what should this have any effect on – so the guys that – because you do typically have pretty dry conditions here and the fairways roll out and you club down off the tee because you're looking for accuracy over you know, length here, does it hurt a guy that's used to hitting – you know, a 3-wood, a 5-wood, or whatever off a tee, and he gets the rollout, so hitting the driver isn't that big of a deal. If they're not getting that much rollout, they're a little bit further back than they used to be. Do more people hit drivers because it's going to be soft? All anecdotal at this point, I kind of want to listen to more pressers today and tomorrow, see what we get there. We have guys in and around that area I've reached out to and I've already been talking with, you know, that around the course to see what they think. Right now, the only thing I'm kind of bumping a little bit is longer iron game because they may they're still going to go for accuracy. That's still the number one thing is to be in the right spot off the right off the tee, and then bump the around the green just a hair because if there are longer shots in because of no rollout type stuff, you may miss even more greens than we've seen here before. Which if you just use stroke gains irons and our you know data model tools, you can it incorporates approach and around the green, which I like to use more times than not because they're really strong at approach. They're not going to pick up much around the green, which is good. If they do miss that approach sometimes, but they're really good around the green, I want to see a combo of that. So that stat takes care of both of those for me in a sense. Other than that, I'll update tomorrow. I'll get some more insight from people that are around the course and stuff like that and see what we're seeing tomorrow. No rain at all, like I said, pretty much. So you should see all the guys be able to practice, kind of get a better pulse of what's going on. And we get a little bit more pressers on Wednesday as well. Trending to be high owned right now, no specific order. You got Answer, Hoffman, Connors, Morikawa, Spieth, Griot, Wallace, Neiman, Kirk, and Berger. Nothing really shocking there. There's a few of those guys that I could see being steamed a little, you know, oh, he's going to be high owned, so I'm going to move off him or vice versa. A few guys waiting in my second tier. I've already put out the Triple G and stuff like that to the premium members that I think could move up in ownership per se. Interested to see where a guy like JT comes in. Most, you know, not being talked about a lot. Spieth is a hometown kind of area in this. And for $200, maybe people just say, if I'm going to go up that high, I go to Spieth. JT's putter's been, you know, worrying some. And we know you need a good putter here to score and win. But he finished 10th there last year. So, I'll take a low on JT. I'm not, like, all on him, like, necessarily DJ per se. But he can definitely catch fire. The one thing I do worry about JT, and maybe that's what's keeping him down in most, you know, industry talk and all that is, you know, he can spray the driver. We talked about it all the time. And this is not a place you want to be spraying it if you get off. Like, you really just want to be in the fairway. Now, I don't know how much he has to hit driver here. He can lay off, and maybe that helps him. I definitely don't mind having a low on JT if that's where we get to 24 hours from now. Some sleepers that I have pin marked. Lefty's one. I don't think he's going to get over 5%. I think he's going to be 2 to 4% again. Obviously, he's won here before, so I don't know if he feels obligated to play in places like that. He made it clear he was going to play. You got to think most people would call this a, you know, potential huge letdown spot for him. But is it worth, you know, maybe he's trying to get on a heater and earn more Ryder Cup, FedEx points, all that kind of stuff, get noticed potentially, you know, and so at 2-4%, he's definitely worth MME looks. Danny Lee is a guy I continue to like, plays at this course, you know, plenty of times throughout the year. He's going to be 1-2% owned, has a good history here. Definitely good MME type play. Westwood, I don't know how much he's going to get talked up. Saw his, I don't know if it's Twitter or Instagram, you know, he says he's close, games feels good. We know where he was a few, you know, what, month or two, about 2 months ago when he's, you know, battling with Bryson. So definitely that old man game that can get around a course like this if he chooses to. So he's a guy that I got sub 3% right now, 4% maybe. Brian Stewart, another guy that has climbed as far as I liked him yesterday, but still like him even more. One of my favorite plays in 6K range, pretty steady here in that 6,700, pretty safe play. Could be, you know, cash worthy. I'm not the cash king like Kenny, but if trying to go up to pay up with some of those guys or something, or you need a 6K guy, definitely don't mind him. Harry Higgs, I'm interested to see the steam potential on him tonight or tomorrow. Obviously, a little bit of coverage on the weekend. Scott Van Pelt loves him a lot, so he talked about him. Fan-friendly in general. We all kind of like him. Definitely a different person, different personality, but I still only see 3-5%. You know, I could see him, you know, so he's into the Masters now. He made a point of that because he said, I hate rooting for bogeys for guys, but at that point, he wanted to get that top five. So I don't think that really lets him down, and he has pretty good bent splits. So at 7,200, I don't mind Higgs. Some guys I got marked lower than they should be. Scheffler, 7-10% is where I got him right now. JT, 8-11%. Kevin Na, sub 5%. Sergio, 3-5%. I know Sergio's like, you know, not playing great ish, but like he continues. I think he missed the Byron Nelson on the number. I think I had him. So he shot 5 under and missed it, or whatever it was, 6 under. All comes down to putter, but he does have good history here. So he's 8th in my course fit model. You know, stats are okay, but the price kind of lets you, 7,500, you're like, all right, well, if he just makes a cut and can contend, you know he can come alive. So I don't mind him at that ownership. And then Sungjae, I think he's going to be one of the lower 9K guys. 9K is going to be pretty popular this week. I like him, 9,100, sub 10%. We know if he gets those irons going, you know, and gets hot with them. He's not consistent, but when he gets hot with them, man, he can get in a hurry and start, you know, getting birdies in a hurry. 10th here last year, 17th last week, 29th at Valspar. Not my favorite. That's just more of a potential, you know, those are the type of plays you take a risk on in MME at that kind of ownership when everybody else in that, not everybody, most guys in that range are very popular and up towards the top. Answer, Connors. You know, not necessarily Scheffler, but Finau will probably be somewhat. He's always more popular than we think. Willie Z's there. 8K range has several guys that Hoffman, one of the most popular right now. So he's in that Joaquin Neiman. You know, he'll be popular at 9,300. So he could go under the radar a little bit. So I don't mind him, 7-9%. Like I said, you know, there's nothing earth-shattering. Everybody can see the weather now and rain. I did notice that. I don't know if that was just anecdotal. People just thinking Texas hot, all that. But it's definitely not going to be hot, especially for the area. And it's certainly not going to be, you know, dry and needing to water greens or anything like that. It has been absolutely poured in this DFW area. And then I'm very, very south Norman. Or I'm in Norman. So I'm only like 2 hours north of there right now. And obviously I lived in DFW for – you know, 4 or 5 years. So it is a wet May. I don't think it'll have too much of an impact. I definitely, like I said, biggest thing I looked at was May, where we're used to having that yardage. I don't know what it was. I think it's 150, 175 type. Maybe look a little more at 175 to 200, a little bit more some around the green stuff. In case they have longer shots in than normal because the ball's not rolling out. But lift, clean, and place, if that comes into effect, you know, definitely leads to higher scoring because you put a ball in these guys' hands. They get to set it up right. That's a benefit to them. So definitely excited to see what happens overnight, kind of get a little pulse. I think tomorrow's going to be a big day to take it all in and make our adjustments. Looking forward to it. I'll be back mid-morning or towards lunch for Wednesday's Movers and Shakers. Appreciate it. Talk to you guys later. Thanks. Have a blessed day.